just 1 second. 22B, let our guest in. Yes, I am aware of the protocol. Overwrite code 5677-2A. Welcome to my ship's deck, my companion in travel. May the light of the God Emperor illuminate your day. Can I help you with something? Just came to check how things are doing. All is in perfect order. Warp translation occurred without many problems. We are currently orbiting Tygash-5, waiting for new cargo. More equipment for our final destination, with the time we take between travels and time inconsistencies related to warp travel, we need to get as much cargo as possible, making our travels count. No, new cargo is neither organic in nature, nor will it have handlers. Mechanicus vessels aren't exactly friendly to flesh. You are a bit of an oddity here. I register patterns of disappointment. Are your travel conditions not up to your expectations? I see. Boredom is not something I have to take into account normally. You are my first regular passenger in over 30 standard years. I'm sorry for not realizing this sooner. I could always ask my servitors to provide you with a variety of entertainment options. Well, we have books, novels, holovids, and even some recreational materials stored away somewhere. You had something else in mind? What? Oh, so you are looking for social interaction. That explains why you came here instead of requesting a servitor. Indeed, it has been 3 months since you embarked, and I had not predicted that you would have such needs. It has been 2 weeks since my last meal, so I am feeling a bit peckish. Very well. How about we head to the dining hall? I'll gladly join you tonight for some leisure time. It will be a welcome experience to have a break from commanding the ship. 22B, delay warp translation until my command. Keep an orbit around the planet and only notify me of events Class A or above. Now, if you'll just follow me right through here, would you just wait here for a moment? I just need to change into something a bit more fitting. Okay, I'm ready. Follow me. You like my new clothes? I see. I don't usually receive compliments on my appearance. It just felt a bit fitting to change into my ceremonial robes. But thank you. I do appreciate your comments. Aha, here we are. Please, go ahead and sit down. A servitor will be here with our meal shortly. Yes, this is quite the sight, isn't it? I was skeptical of so much glass on my ship, after all. It is a structural weakness, but so far it's had no downsides. The view of the planet from here, with the illumination provided by the surrounding stars, create a mood that I find enchanting too, say the least. I have decided to excite my flavor sensors tonight, so I have ordered us something a bit more palatable than plain rations. Believe it or not, some of my cooks can be competent cooks. So, while we wait, how was your journey with us so far? Oh, this is your first time off planet? To be young again. I have been traveling on vessels like this one for a very, very long time. But I do remember my first time into the great expanse of space. My mentor, Mago Scaevola, needed my help in maintaining the new sphere and repairing servitors in a completely different sector. That does bring me back. I wonder how she's doing these days. When was it? About 110 standard years ago, I think. Warp travel and its inconsistencies make questions like this hard to answer. I was still a novice at that time, and had just completed my 35th anniversary. You seem surprised by this. I don't look a day over 20. Thank you. Augmentations along with some personal care can go a long way. Different from most of my order, I still like to take care of myself, even if it is just for my own enjoyment. Ah, here comes something. Thank you, Servitor. Would you care for some wine? It is of the highest quality. This is one of my favorites. Acquired some on a supply run to Holy Mars itself. A mission that makes me overly proud, and for good reason. Not many are fortunate to see our holy planet in their lifetime. I swear, the atmosphere is just something else. I could actually feel the presence of the Omitsaya alongside me. Sorry, I feel like I've been rambling at you for a long time now. I hope that I'm not boring you. You find my stories interesting? Why, thank you. I do enjoy sharing them with someone else. I must say, for it has been a delight spending this short time with you, I'm enjoying myself much more than I expected. And your charming nature helps with that. Fun is a scarce part of my life, sadly. Too much work, you see. And the eventual times of peace that I do have are not that interesting. Servitors and the lot are not good conversationalists. What do I do in my free time? Well, as I told you, in my free time I like to take care of myself. I have a more intricate clothing section than you would imagine. Vanity is against the teachings of my order, but it is a part of me I just couldn't let go. Well, besides that, I take good care of my augmentations, blessing the machine spirits, cleaning servers, and anointing them in holy oils. I noticed the same core on your robotic fingers. They are properly taken care of. Well done. And for the flesh, well, similar things. Oils and essences for my skin. Care for my hair and some other things. But it sure is rewarding to know that others notice my care, though. You find me beautiful. Why, do tell me more. It has been a long, long time since someone complimented me like this. And your successive comments have me intrigued. Really. I feel a bit spoiled by you. My oculars have been informing me of some of your emotions. Anxiousness, happiness, curiosity, fear, arousal, too. Besides that, you show abnormal amounts of oxytocin and dopamine. Is it safe to assume that you feel an attraction towards me? I figured as much. What is it that you like about me that much? Are my well-kept augmentations interesting? Is my flesh and skin beautiful for you? Inviting? And do you wish to touch my plump body and feel its softness and warmth? Am I exotic in an elegant way? Or are my demeanor and personality just completely intoxicating to you? I think it is all of that, isn't it? If so, I have good news. Because I feel the same way about you. Yes. It has been a while. So good. So tender. Your hands feel so soft on my cheeks. With that familiar cold of metal. Such a familiar feeling to be doing that on my own. I like this, you know, sucking on your fingers. Seeing your eyes shine with lust for me, warming the metal. I'm feeling it on my skin again. It's a pleasure I can't explain. But your lips, you show such tenderness for me. So cute. No, I love it. Don't worry, darling. You can go ahead and touch me. Skilled with both hands, I see. One at one of my soft breasts, the other at my metal, cold thighs. You know how to appreciate my gifts. Someone that lusts over my flesh and my metal deserves my attention. Kneel for me, dear. I'm going to lean on this railing here and observe this beautiful view. But you get an even better deal to experience the melding of my body and machine from down there, up close and personal. You were just waiting for this moment, right? I love your eagerness. Was that your plan all along? To seduce me and get to press your face against my ass? Because it worked perfectly. There is nothing I want more. Even with my robes, I can feel your warmth. And I even think some of my excitement is leaking through. Calm down, honey. Move my robes aside. And my panties, too. I'll let you have your fun. Use your skills down there to make this a unique experience for both of us. You are a devious one. Decided to tease me even more. Two can play at that game. And I know that is way harder for you. How about you give me a massage? Start by rubbing my soft, thick thighs. Your nice, strong hands on my legs. Rubbing hard against them. I can feel your enjoyment. The contrast of metal and skin makes you shiver, doesn't it? That's it. Give me some squeezes. Move your palms closer to the middle. Closer. Keep your hands on my thighs and rub your fingers around my crotch. Not those. The metallic ones, please. Just like that. It's working. This is making me feel much more relaxed, if you can't tell. I've grown accustomed to the feeling of metal down there, with only my own hands to play with. A girl must do what she has. And you wouldn't believe how many times I had to relieve myself. Even more so since you came around. Yes, I admit that I've wanted you for a while now, but thought it impossible. However, I'm so glad it isn't. Feel how wet I am? Rub your thumbs around the rim of my pussy and give my thighs nice, firm squeezes. Your hands feel great. Squeeze my ass. Just like that. That's it. Like that. It feels great. You're so good at this. Just playing around it. Feeling my tight little pussy entrance. Making me so horny. I've been measuring some things. It seems that what really gets you going is getting to hear my pleasure. You want my moans. So feel my body quivering with your touch. You take particular delight in my descriptions and a bit of soft commanding too. So go on, fleshling. Serve your betters. Now, I want you to go slowly. To earn my love, you must worship my beauty, the beauty of my flesh, and the strength of my steel. Kiss my groin and warm the cold metal of my thighs with your tongue. Fill your lungs with my smell, so sweet and endearing, with a taste that you love. Your mouth is watering from the anticipation. It's good to know that my pet takes pleasure in the same things that I do. Taste and scent are regularly forgotten, don't you think? Oh, I don't remember telling you to grab my mechadendrite, squeezing it with both your soft hands. No, no, no. Disobedience will not be tolerated. Put your hands behind your back, since you wanted to touch it so much. I'll hold your arms back with it, while another wraps around your neck. Just make sure you won't move your head too much. Get ready for your special meal and conserve oxygen. You won't get many openings to breathe. Oh, fuck. You know just the thing. Deeper. Vertical licks, please. Part my lips and go deeper. Oh, fuck. Yes. Just like that. Your hunger for it. It's so fun to see how much you enjoy servitude to me. Squirming with pleasure. Dirtying your face in my juices. You fucking like that. Don't you? Play a little bit more with my clit. Oh, just like that. Swirl your tongue counterclockwise. A little bit more intensity, please. Yes. Just like that. That feels so good. Take deep breaths. Fill your lungs with my scent. Take the clit and its hood in your mouth and suck on it. Oh, Minasai, preserve me. That's so fucking good. Don't stop. Suckle on my clit just like that. Press your lips harder against me. That feels amazing. I'm getting close. Brace yourself, love. Yes. Yes. Just like acid Mars. Oh, darling, you did so, so well. So, so good. Let me release you. Come here. Hug me. Look at you. You look drunk with pleasure. You did really well. In fact, I'd say you deserve extra prizes. Drop your clothes for me, and I will take off my cloak too. You like my full splendor? Your heart skipped a beat? So cute. Sit down here. Let me sit on your lap and wrap my arms around your neck. I want to feel your cock in me. It's already rubbing me on the outside. This feels so much better than I had in mind. Your warmth is rubbing onto me, making me even hornier for you. Just hug me closer. You don't need to worry about anything. My mechandendrite will wrap around your waist, pulling you even closer. And I will control the movement. I don't want you getting too carried away or finishing too soon. Just enjoy my moans. Oh, fuck. It's in. Feel that? Oh, it slid in easily from you making me so wet. But yet, such a tight fit. Stretching me in such a pleasing way. I need it all. To move my pussy down to the base of your cock. Have you fit all inside me? Just a little bit more. Oh, there. How does it feel? Blissful, right? What if I sway my hips with you inside like this? Do you like the feel of my pussy? Isn't it fucking amazing? You make just the cutest faces while I move up and down on your cock. That's right, look at me. I need to go faster. Yeah, a little bit faster. I can feel your heart pounding, my nipples pressed down against your chest, rubbing up and down against you. Feels so good. I can tell that you're close. I can't wait for it. I crave that sensation again, to feel your orgasm inside me. That's all I can think about when I play with myself. Please, don't hold off. Come in me. Fucking come in me. I need to feel it. Faster, faster, faster. Yes. Yes, like that. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. By all that is holy, you are amazing, my darling. I haven't felt like this in ages. So alive, so happy. I guess my hunch was true after all. You do like me, huh? I don't want to move. Just to feel you inside. Hugging you close and kissing you, squeezing you with my appendages. I could stay here forever. You call it cuddling? I like it. intimacy with you feels right. Oh, 22-B calls me. The new package requires my attention. And here I was, just getting ready for more. This might take a while. I suggest that you move to your room for now. I will come later to discuss more of this with you in detail. The next years of travel are bound to be good with you around. You awakened something in me again. Part of my lost humanity. And I love you for it. There's so many things I want to try now. You'll help me with all of them, right? I'll see you later.